Today is Sunday, it's 19 September. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Of bump stocks and trigger warnings. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. All right, I have a quote for you before we get into our first category today. The protected, this came from my friend Karen. I don't know if she thought of it or if she got it from somebody else, but it says, the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use protection that didn't protect the protected. Yes. All right, starting out with some news from Israel today, from the Jerusalem Post. Arizona divests from Ben & Jerry's over its anti-Semitic Israel boycott. They're the first state to do this. I hope more states will follow through. Arizona plans to completely divest $143 million from the global ice cream company Ben & Jerry's as of September 2021 over its Israel boycott. Israel is and will continue to be a major trading partner of Arizona. As Arizona's chief banking and investment officer, I stand with Israel and I will not allow taxpayer dollars to go towards anti-Semitic discriminatory efforts against Israel. Arizona is the first state to totally divest from Ben & Jerry's after the ice cream giant, which is a subsidiary of the British-based Unilever conglomerate, announced that it planned to end its contract with its Israel franchise as of December 2022. The Israeli Ben & Jerry's franchise is based in southern Israel and has been in operation for 35 years. It ran afoul of Ben & Jerry's for its refusal to halt ice cream sales to West Bank settlements. The boycott decision by Ben & Jerry's independent board of directors to end its ties with its franchisee was modified by Unilever and the Ben & Jerry's CEO, who said they wanted the ice cream company to maintain ties with Israel through another franchise that would not allow sales to the settlements. Hello, Miss Garrett. From the Jerusalem Post, Afghanistan's last Jew leaves after Taliban takeover. Now, I've kind of been on this guy's side. He's been in Afghanistan all these years, and he's kept the remaining synagogue open, and I thought that's kind of noble of him. Even though his wife is in Israel, he won't give her a divorce and et cetera. I thought, you know, he must have a moral reason for this. But this morning, I read that this man is going to be moving to the United States, not Israel, where his wife is. I no longer want to talk about him, so I'm not going to read you the article. If he cannot join his wife, who he's married to in Israel, instead of coming to the United States, this is not a good person. So as far as I'm concerned, he is, I got nothing more to say about him. From the Times of Israel, Taliban say willing. Now, if I hear later that he went from where he's at now, some camp or whatever, to America in order to go to Israel, that then I will highlight him again. But if not, if he comes to America and stays here, that man is obligated to that woman. He married her. He won't even allow her to get a certificate of divorce in Israel when she's there without him all these years. And I thought, well, he must love her or something. I had no idea. I don't get into people's heads. But now that I saw that, that's dirty. Unless he is making a U-turn and going back to Israel. But we'll see. They'll be talking about this guy in the future. All right, from the Times of Israel. Taliban say willing to establish relations with all nations except Israel. Spokesman Suhail Shaheen told Russia's Sputnik News that the Taliban were willing to work with the U.S. after they swiftly toppled the 20-year-old Western-backed government last month, just as Biden was bungling a pullout to end America's longest war. Yes, I added in the word bungling. Yes, of course, in a new chapter, if America wants to have a relation with us, which could be in the interest of both countries and both peoples, and if they want to participate in the reconstruction of Afghanistan, they are welcome, Shaheen said. However, there was no chance for ties with Israel. Of course, we won't have any relation with Israel. We want to have relations with other countries. Israel is not among these countries, Shaheen said. All right, some news from Christianity today. I would like to remind people, I said this during the update last week, and I said it during the Bible study this week. On, I think it's Wednesday. It might be Thursday, but on either Wednesday or Thursday, we will have completed the Book of Revelation, the daily commentary, which has taken a bit over a year to finish. And from that point, maybe a little less than a year, it's 300 and some verses. Anyway, as soon as that ends, the next day, which I believe will be Wednesday, we will be getting a line-by-line commentary of the Book of Acts. It's 1,007 verses long, plus 3 days of introduction, and their long introduction. It's a very detailed introduction, so you understand what is going on and what you can expect. But if you can handle and make a commitment to 1,010 days of reading the commentary on the Book of Acts, I guarantee you that you will improve your doctrine. If you want to know why Pentecostals do what they do in church, it comes from the Book of Acts, a misreading of the Book of Acts. If you want to know why hyper-dispensationalists say crazy things that they do, because they have misunderstood the Book of Acts. Replacement theology, we have replaced Israel, the church, the Book of Acts. There are all kinds of things that you will see in the Book of Acts because it has been misapplied. All right, you will get doctrine, and you will get, I am certain of this, proper doctrine if you follow along in this book. So please do that, and you will be blessed. I'm certain of it. So consider that starting this week, the Book of Acts. All right, from the Christian headlines, 62% of self-identified Christians do not believe the Holy Spirit is real. A study from the Cultural Research Center of Arizona Christian University found that of about 176 million who identify as Christian, more than half of them do not believe that the Holy Spirit exists. Now, I don't know, I didn't read the study itself, I don't know where they got their information from, but if that's true, we've got a lot of seriously misinformed Christians in the world. The study from the Arizona College was recently released as a part of the American Worldview Inventory, an annual survey that looks at the worldview of U.S. adults. You know, I was talking with Ron before we got started today, and we have Christians that do not believe in a literal six-day creation. We've got Christians that do not believe in a literal flood of Noah, okay? There's a problem with those things. And the reason it's a problem is because if you don't believe those things, then you don't believe Jesus. Because Jesus spoke of a Noah and he spoke of a flood. He cited it, all right? Therefore, if you dismiss the flood narrative, you're dismissing the words of the Lord. Jesus spoke of a guy named Cain. If there's a Cain, there's an Adam and an Eve, okay? He spoke about, you know, other issues from the first 11 chapters of Genesis, which are always dismissed by these people. You need to make sure that you have your theology right, because right in the first chapter of Genesis, and I think it's verse 2 or 3 of the first chapter of Genesis, it speaks of the Spirit of God. All right? You have to make sure that you have your ideology and your theology in line with the Word of God. All right, you are the one that has to stand before the Lord if you're a saved Christian, and you will receive rewards and losses based on your actions and conduct toward him. And that includes your acceptance and faith in his word as it is written. So I would suggest that you make sure that you know theology, and the way you're going to do that is not watching 4,322 prophecy updates every week. There's one that you should watch, Superior Word, and there might be a couple others. You know, I've got a couple people that I know that do prophecy updates. But other than that, you need to be in the Word. You need to be reading it, and you can follow along on our sermons, and you will be blessed by them. I assure you, you will learn theology, proper theology. Let's go. From WND, flight attendants allegedly fired by airline for Christian beliefs. Alaska Airlines has been accused by two former employees of anti-religious discrimination after the corporation fired them for asking questions about the company's promotion of the Equality Act, an issue the company itself had proposed for discussion on a type of chat forum. So they said, we're going to discuss some things and give your comments. According to the First Liberty Institute, the formal complaints have been filed with the EEOC and charge the company discriminated against the two flight attendants because of their Christian beliefs. The former employees' union is also named, as it was accused of joining in the company's agenda against the employees. According to the Heritage Foundation, the proposed legislation would penalize Americans who don't affirm gender ideology, compel individuals to speak messages with which they disagree, would close down charities unless they relinquished their religion, allow for males who call themselves females to participate in sports events designated for girls or women, would coerce medical professionals to perform body mutilating surgeries when told to, would jeopardize parental rights and enable sexual assault. The company had announced its support for the legislation and opened a forum for comments. Two individuals, both employed by the airline at the time, accepted the company's invitation to comment and raised various questions about the company's support and the bill itself. They were fired. One dismissal notice explained that considering gender identity a moral issue was in itself a discriminatory statement. Another question involved religious freedom and prompted the company to fire the commenter. I hope that they get sued, and I hope that they get sued out of business.
Yes.
They're gross. They've been gross for years. I've been reporting on Alaska Airlines, and they are just vile. From ABC, Evangelical Lutheran Church installs first transgender bishop. I reported on that when they elected this person. Now they've done their little installation thing with the secret handshake and the building of the diving board so that that person can do a series of flips on his way into the lake of fire. Okay, some news from the Mideast and Africa today from Zero Hedge. U.S. military equipment left behind in Afghanistan spotted in Iran. Kian Sharifi, a BBC journalist focused on Iranian politics and social media, tweeted several photographs of Humvees and other military vehicles on a highway connecting the central city of Semnan to the city of Garmsar, southeast of the capital Tehran. Sharifi said the photos came from an Iranian Telegram channel, which speculated the vehicles were either sold by the Taliban to Iran or were taken from Afghan soldiers fleeing the country after the group took over most of the country, including the capital, Kabul, last month. According to the Russian outlet Sputnik's Persian language service, Iran allegedly bought armored U.S.-supplied ground vehicles, unmanned aerial vehicles, meaning UAVs, and helicopters belonging to the Afghan army. The Russian news outlet cited unnamed news sources and added that the equipment was purchased for a quarter of the amount they are worth and that Tehran was probably moving the equipment to research centers for reverse engineering. From the Times of Israel, new Lebanese prime minister, sounds like something we heard just a couple minutes ago, will work with any country except Israel, of course. Holding back tears, Prime Minister Najib Mikati, one of the richest men in the country, said he recognized the pain of Lebanese mothers who cannot feed their children or find aspirin to ease their ailments, as well as to students whose parents can no longer afford to send them to school. The situation is difficult, but not impossible to deal with if we cooperate. Still, their pain was apparently not enough to accept aid from Israel. Asked during a press conference if he would be willing to cooperate with Syria to address the economic crises, Mikati responded that the government will deal with anyone for the sake of Lebanon's interests, with the exception of Israel, of course. Israel had formally offered humanitarian aid to Lebanon in July, which I reported on, and they turned it down then, and they're going to continue to turn it down. When they're a bordering nation, they've got plenty of resources, and they can help these people. It's just unbelievable what's going on here. It's terrible. From Al Jazeera, U.S. pulls missile defenses in Saudi Arabia amid Yemen attacks. This is something that happened earlier. It's happening now. Again, there's going to be no defense of Saudi Arabia by the United States very soon. The U.S. has removed its most advanced missile defense system and Patriot batteries from Saudi Arabia in recent weeks. I reported on it earlier, and this is a continuation of it. Even as the kingdom faced continued air attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels, the redeployment of the defenses from Prince Sultan Air Base outside Riyadh came as Gulf Arab countries nervously watched the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. including their last-minute evacuations from Kabul's besieged international airport, while tens of thousands of American forces remain across the Arabian Peninsula as a counterweight to Iran. Gulf Arab nations worry about the U.S.'s future plans as its military perceives a growing threat in Asia that requires those missile defenses. Perceptions matter, whether or not they are rooted in a cold, cold reality. And the perception is very clear that the U.S. is not as committed to the Gulf as it used to be in the views of many people in decision-making authority in the region. And then my thought is that this could be, I'm just speculating here, but this could be an opening for the Iron Dome to actually go into Saudi Arabia from Israel. And if that happens, that would be a real door opener because they have still not committed to any relations with Israel, even during the time when Trump was trying to get these things worked out. Now, we do know that they have backdoor relations already. We've reported on those things. But if you see that Saudi Arabia is going to be acquiring the Iron Dome, then we will know that there is a relation being built, and it will probably be revealed quickly after that. But that's at the expense of Saudi Arabia right now, who we are kind of betraying. Anyway, from the Hill. State Department voices concern over all-male Taliban government. What did they expect? From the Epic Times. Taliban has banned women's sports in Afghanistan. I remember when the CNN reporter, before they had actually taken over and she was interviewing these people, and she says, are you going to hold to the, women's rights? And they were kind of chuckling at that. And no, they're not going to. So from Mail Online, a woman can't be a minister. They should give birth. Taliban dismissed the idea of female ministers as they prepared a whole government inauguration on 9/11, which they decided to delay to troll the United States. But the minister says that women are there to give birth. So much for the Taliban allowing women's rights. Okay, as we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. From the Diplomat, South Korea becomes Mongolia's sixth strategic partner. Good job. The Mongolia-South Korea Strategic Partnership Joint Declaration reaffirms their commitment to strengthening political trust and expands cooperation between the two parliaments, as well as stabilizing and enhancing dialogue mechanisms on security, defense, and foreign policy issues. And to deepen mutually beneficial and complementary economic relations using the advantages and development potential of the two countries, such as South Korea's advanced technology and Mongolia's rich natural resources. Does anybody know something else that goes from Mongolia to South Korea? Happens quite often. They have the big dust storms in the Gobi Desert, and they get blown over Korea. So they're getting natural resources that way as well. Okay. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From Zero Hedge, RoboCop is here. Singapore deploys robots to detect undesirable behavior, including groups of more than five people. According to a media release, an HTX robot will be deployed for a three-week period to patrol Toa Payoh Central, a planning area and matured residential town located in the northern part of central region of Singapore. Now, before I go on, I will tell you, I've been to Singapore, and I don't know how they can say this is a residential town. It makes it sound like you've got woods, and then you've got a town, and then more. The entire island is one concrete city. That's all it is. So when you think of Singapore, don't think of, well, you've got woods and stuff and then a town. And it doesn't work that way. It's just one big city. And so they've obviously just called this a town and whatever. Anyway, let's see here. The robot's called Xavier will weave its way autonomously through the crowds to detect undesirable social behaviors, including congregation of more than five people in line with prevailing safe management measures, smoking in prohibited areas, illegal hawking, improperly parked bicycles within HDB hub, motorized active mobility devices, and motorcycles on footpaths. Upon detecting any of these terrifying activities, the robot will trigger real-time alerts to the command and control center and display appropriate message, depending on the scenario, to educate the public and deter such behaviors. The deployment of the ground robot is intended to support the work of public officers and reduce the manpower required for foot patrols. In other words, RoboCop has officially arrived. And while it would be unarmed for now, however, it is scheduled to be armed with several types of lethal armament after the three-week break-in period. This includes Kel-Tec P-50 handguns, 12 grenades with a 37-foot kill zone, mustard gas canisters, and free ice cream for the kids. Okay, obviously the last entire sentence was added in for your enjoyment. All right. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the Book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. Oh, speaking of Singapore, from Reuters, seriously ill COVID-19 patients double in vaccine pace setter Singapore. It's just like what happened in Israel, happening there, with most of those aged, listen to this, 12 and older, already vaccinated. Singapore is now considering a third shot for the younger adults and may start inoculating children early next year. This week, it will start boosters to the elderly and immunocompromised groups. They can't learn from Israel. Israel went through this, so the rest of the world continues to follow it, and the numbers keep getting worse and worse and worse. From The Blaze, fully vaccinated make up 30 to 40% of COVID hospitalizations in Maryland counties, and the number is increasing rapidly. Mail Online, hospital in upstate New York will stop delivering babies after six workers in maternity unit resigned instead of getting COVID-19 vaccine. Have you noticed that it's almost unanimous in the medical field that they don't want this? I mean, literally, there are doctors out there that got it and they insist you have it if you come into their gym. Knows. Didn't you have a doctor that insisted you were vaccinated? Who was that? Oh, Linda. Okay. And you did too. Oh, that's right. You did as well. On Thursday night, Lynn said that as well. These doctors won't even see you anymore if you're not vaccinated. So there are them out there. But the majority of the people that are saying, I don't want it, seem to be from the medical field. All right, we'll go on. Let's see here. Epic Times. House Democrats oppose GOP proposal for schools to require parental consent to vaccinate kids. Just give the kid a vaccine without your consent. The House Democrats oppose the GOP putting forth that legislation. Can you imagine that? You cannot give your child an aspirin in America without being sued. Right? Yeah. Or abortion. Abortion and vaccine seem to be okay, but everything else is not. Birth control as well. Thank you. All right. Epic Times. Teenage boys more likely to suffer heart inflammation from vaccines than COVID-19 hospitalization, says a study. Epic Times, unvaccinated children at lower risk of COVID-19 death than fully vaccinated adults. That's an England report. A recent update from the Public Health England suggests that children who have not received a COVID-19 vaccine have a lower risk of death after contracting the virus than fully vaccinated adults in all age groups. And when they say less, I looked at the graph, it is way less, way less. From CBS, Los Angeles mandates COVID-19 vaccines for eligible students. The LA Unified School District, the second largest school district in the country, approved a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for students 12 and older. One of the most aggressive measures taken by any school district to protect children. Now, remember, not one of these vaccines that has been administered in the United States to this day has been an approved vaccine. Not one. If you don't have the Comirnaty vaccine, you don't have an approved vaccine. They're still under EUA that are being administered. Now, COVID vaccines will be mandatory for all eligible students by Thanksgiving if they want to attend in-person classes. The district has more than 600,000 students at more than 1,000 districts.
More homeschoolers.
Yeah, more homeschoolers. Epic Times. Pfizer partner to seek approval soon for vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds, says the executives. LifeSite. Nursing baby died with blood clots. Nursing baby died with blood clots, inflamed arteries following mother's Pfizer shot, V-A-E-R-S. This is the CDC website reports. Okay? Epic Times. No health pass. Tens of thousands join protests against vaccine passports in France. This is now the ninth week. Today, if they do it today, it's the 10th week. Protesters in France for a ninth consecutive weekend took to the streets to again rally against COVID-19 vaccine passports and mandates. Epoch Times. Thousands of health employees laid off in France over vaccine mandate. Health employees. About 3,000 working in the medical and care sector were suspended from work for deciding to not get vaccinated against the CCP virus before a government-imposed deadline. Breitbart. Food inflation hits record high. Prices up sharply on beef, chicken, pork, turkey, eggs, and fish. Okay, before I read this article, okay, I will read you the article, but I brought something in today. If you get the question on the at the end of the sermon, I always have a question for you. If somebody answers it properly, I will give you either two Chef Boyardee, this is a mini spaghetti, but I also have ravioli, or I will give you two Progresso chicken noodle soups. And the reason why is because at Publix, I'm asking you to go shopping, go to Publix, they are 2-for-1 right now. And so I've got a whole bunch of them. I had to lug them in here, and that will be added to my emergency supplies in case the ball drops, okay? I'm not a prepper. I never have been, but I can see the writing on the wall, okay? And so I've got all kinds of emergency supplies that will be for people that will need it in a time of emergency. But here you go. Somebody will get these, and you can go to Publix and do this yourself as well in case you don't win, because this is like a day of food for you otherwise, okay? Or this. This is bigger, so that'll help you out, okay? Anyway, here we go. Record high food prices. Food prices rose a full percentage point in August, up 1 point in August alone, from 0.6 of a point in July, defying predictions that inflation would cool off, data from the BLS showed. Compared with a year ago, food prices are up to 12.7%, outpacing the overall increase of 8.3% in the PPI, the Producer Price Index. On an annual basis, that is the highest level of food inflation in records that go back to 2010 when they started this. Some of the truly startling annual numbers from Friday's Producer Price Index, beef and veal up 59.2%, pork up 34.1%, chicken up 32%, fish, which I don't care about, so I'm not going to tell you, turkey up 41.4%. That's a heartbreaker there. I love turkey. Fresh eggs up 31.7%. Imagine these prices, folks. Shortening and cooking oils are up a jaw-dropping 43.5%. Grain prices are up an incredible 98%, although that largely reflects the plunge in global demand last year combined with the surge this year. But it's still up 98%. Epoch Times, major supermarket chain, this is Kroger's, which I don't, do we have Kroger's here in Florida? No, we don't. Okay, they're a major supermarket chain. They warn inflation is about to impact more Americans. Hence, Publix 2-for-1. Here, I'm going to be like Vanna White. Chef Boyardee, mini spaghetti rings and meatballs. Okay, here we go. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Okay, last week I told you about a professor that said that people that are white should suicide themselves so that they're not racist anymore. I said that I would email him, and I did. His name is Derek Hook, Duquesne University. I read the article about you in the news. As you are as white as rice, you should set the standard for all others. I invite you to make it public so that those on the sidelines can see you bravely begin culling the herd of white folk in the world. Options, a leap from a high rise. Get a COVID vaccine. Have dinner with Nancy Pelosi. That'll make you gag. I have another one, but I'm not going to read that one. Leap in front of a bus. Come on, Derek. Be the man you profess and do the right thing. I'm sure many will follow your noble lead. Or are you just a loud-mouthed coward? I'm guessing the latter. He didn't respond. From the Christian Institute, parents who turned down abortion 5 times celebrate the son's first day at school. A boy considered to be so severely disabled that his parents were told 5 times to have an abortion has started at school. Davey was diagnosed with a rare developmental abnormality while in the womb and given only a 15% chance of survival. Parents Sammy and Paul Bates were repeatedly advised to abort him, but refused. Doctors diagnosed Davy with congenital diaphragmatic hernia, which is where vital organs from the abdomen, such as intestines, rise up into the chest cavity and prevent the lungs from growing properly. This is obviously in the UK because they say mum. It could be Australia too. We say mom. They say mum. Mum Sammy told the Daily Mail it was appointments and scans every 3 weeks, almost invariably with doctors advising us to end the pregnancy. It was seen as severe a case of CDH as the doctors had ever seen. It just seemed impossible he could survive outside of my womb, but we couldn't live with ourselves if we didn't at least give him a chance. In fact, Davy returned home within weeks of corrective surgery and has subsequently thrived. Anticipating the four-year-old's first day at school in Murfield, West Yorkshire, so it is the UK, Sammy said, I'll be the proudest bum on the earth when I wave him off at the school gates. From WFMZ, Missouri teacher quits after complaints about gay pride flag. Good. A Missouri teacher says he resigned after he was told to take down a gay pride flag in his classroom and to sign a letter saying he would not discuss human sexuality or gender. We don't need people like that in our schools.
No.
All right, some other news from around the world. And please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons. I know that they will bless you. I know that they will. From GB News, Great Britain News. Migrant Channel crossings break 2021 weekly record. Nearly 2,000. Now, this is a little country, folks. This is like the size of what, Rhode Island? I'm kidding, but it's not a big country. Nearly 2,000 migrants arrived in the UK last week, setting a new record for the year so far. It comes as more crossings were underway amid reports of cooler and slightly overcast weather on the south coast with breezy but clear conditions at sea. At least 14,400 people have crossed to the UK on board small boats this year. I'll say it again. We have the same problem on our southern border, and I have no problem with people coming to this country as long as they do it legally. All right? I've got friends that have been trying to get here now for 5 years, and they're still getting stalled. After 5 years and a year after an approved green card, they're still being stalled. Just let them in. GB News. Refugees up to 20,000 Afghans fleeing Taliban able to stay in UK permanently, says minister. I have no problem with that, but they need to take care of their soldiers, as we read a couple weeks ago. If you're going to do one thing, you need to play fair with the citizens that live in the nation that defended the nation to allow this in the first place. Zero Hedge. Mexico says U.S. must pay up to stem illegal immigration at U.S. border. Our president had them paying us. Remember when Trump pressured Mexico to pay for the wall and eventually succeeded in stemming the tide of migrants crossing Mexico to come to the U.S.? Well, a few years later, with a new president in the White House, and suddenly the tables have turned. Mexico's government urged the United States to commit funds towards the economic development of southern Mexico and Central America in a bid to help contain a sharp increase in illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border this year. Translation? It's time for Biden to pay up if he doesn't want more migrants. I said this was going to happen 6 months ago. What's that?
He wants them.
Oh, of course he does. Zero Hedge. Canadian schools hold book-burning demonstration to be a more inclusive country. Now imagine, just imagine that. While expressing shock at ISIS and other extremist groups burning books, the practice appears acceptable based on the titles or content. Now, educators in Ontario have held a flame purification ceremony for the local indigenous population by burning roughly 5,000 books. These school officials actually videotaped the celebration of book burning for students at 30 schools with the announcement that we bury the ashes of racism, discrimination, and stereotypes in the hope that we will grow up in an inclusive country where we all can live in prosperity and security. The announcement even has a type of Maoist cultural revolution feel to it. In addition, Lynn Cossette, a spokeswoman for the public French-speaking Catholic schools of Ontario, told the National Post newspaper, symbolically, some books we used as fertilizer. The entire demonstration was a disgrace to educators everywhere. The lesson of book burning left with these children will likely be indelible and lasting. What is truly chilling is the Orwellian call for children to burn books in order to be a more inclusive country. How can that be? Zero Hedge. Merit system is unjust because it rewards productive individuals, professors argue. That's the point of the merit system. If you don't, you want to know where the merit system is not? Sarasota County. I was in the wastewater business for a long time, and there we were not Sarasota County. I was in a, you know, the publicly owned by Siesta Key wastewater plant until Sarasota County took it over, and then it left. But there was a guy that they couldn't fire. They tried three or four times to fire him. They couldn't fire him, and they couldn't get him to do any work. And so they put him in the admin building, which I went over to process through for the transition. And he sat there and did nothing 8 hours a day. Nothing. And he's getting a paycheck and he'll get a retirement. That is what you would call people not meriting their job. Here we go. Professors from, is he still there? Do you know? I don't know what his name was, but he was just sitting there all by himself, never did a thing. Okay. Never heard of him. Okay, professors from the University of Arizona and the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, are arguing that success and merit are barriers to the equity agenda. Specifically, they express concern that universities receive funding and recognition based on individual performances of professors, their own work, such as peer-reviewed journals and studies. That's what they expect you to get your promotions or pay from. Campus Reform reached out asking what should be done to alter the merit system, and she did not provide any alternatives. We don't want to be based on what we've done. We just want to get these promotions without doing anything. Yep. Epic Times. Texas governor signs law allowing users to sue social media companies over suspensions. Texas Governor Abbott signed a bill passed by the GOP-led legislature that is designed to stop social media companies from censoring users based on their political statements or viewpoints. It prevents companies from suspending users based on politics and allows Texas residents to file lawsuits to reinstate accounts that are deemed to have been unfairly targeted and removed. Namely, the legislation targeted platforms that have at least 50 million users, which would include Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, among others. There's a dangerous movement by some social media companies to silence conservative ideas and values. This is wrong, and we will not allow it in Texas. The law also allows the Texas Attorney General's office to take action. Partially Epic true. Times. What's that?
Partially true.
What's that? He's fact-checking. He's back there fact-checking. All right, Epic Times. UT San Antonio drops come and take it football rallying cry after accusation of racism. Come and take it. Yes, UTSA. Well, the origin of come and take it can be traced back to the period of the American Revolutionary War. You're in war, and what do soldiers say when they say you can surrender or we're going to come and get you? What do they always say? If they're brave, they say, come and take it. Or if you're that guy in the Battle of the Bulge, remember what he said?
Nuts.
Nuts. That's right. The guy didn't even know what it meant. He just went back and tell him, say nuts. And they were like, what does that mean? Okay, let's see. Where was I? Nuts. Come and take it. Yes, it goes back to the American Revolutionary War. The expression is arguably best known for its use in the Texas Revolution as a symbol of defiance. The Alamo? Come and take it. According to the Library of Congress, this was the response sent in September 1835 to Mexican troops when they came to reclaim a cannon from Texan rebels who sought independence from Mexico. Come and take it. And you can't say that anymore. Epic Times. Producer prices see biggest annual surge on record, stoking broader inflation concerns. This is different than the food prices. This is what you do, what you make, okay? Producer prices rose at their highest annual pace on record in August and slightly above expectations, with the newest inflation-related data point likely to reinforce broader concerns about rising prices as higher production costs tend to trickle down to consumers. Be ready. Mail Online: New York City man arrested twice in the last month for attacking strangers, stabs tourist from California after being freed onto city streets yet again as Bill de Blasio hails improving safety. That person should be allowed to sue the city of New York for what happened to him. That's what should be allowed to happen there. Yes, Zero Hedge. U.S. military court rules bump stock is not a machine gun. Go buy your bump stock, kids. Epic Times. New York City Governor Cooper vetoes bill prohibiting critical race theory in classrooms. Epic Times. Anti-riot bill vetoed in North Carolina. They have a conservative House and Senate. They have a Democrat governor, and he's vetoing these rules. Anti-riot bill vetoed. We passed one of those in Florida. You know, if you are in a demonstration and you impede somebody's, in other words, you're trying to get out of the riot that's going on, and you hit somebody, you cannot be held liable. And just recently we had a judge strike that down. So you can be in your car and be killed, and that's okay. But if you're in your car and you want to get out of being killed, that's not okay. Epic Times. New York Police Department arrests down from 2019. Majority of serious crimes up. No kidding. Epic Times. Violent criminals with harsher sentences less likely rearrested, study shows. No kidding. If you get a harsh sentence, you're less likely to commit the crime again. No kidding. Zero Hedge. Harmful language trigger warning added. Now, I said that they had done this in the National Archives. The National Archives, they put, this is about a month or two ago, they put up things saying, we have certain documents that may be harmful to your sensibilities. They have now identified the documents. Harmful language trigger warning added to the United States Constitution on the National Archives website. The official National Archives website has added a trigger warning to the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, which cautions that the documents contain harmful language. The group also demanded that the National Archives Rotunda Building, which houses the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, be considered an example of structural racism. It asks that new descriptions be added to contextualize the records, and notes placed to forewarn audiences of content that may cause intense psychological and physiological symptoms. A safe space was even requested so people who couldn't handle words such as elderly, handicapped, and illegal alien be given an area in which they could escape from presumably suffering some kind of panic attack.
Just don't go.
This is, yeah, just don't go. Mail Online. Biden, 78, hits the beach as Pentagon admits it killed seven kids in drone strike. French recall ambassador, FDA blows up his booster plans, and 12,000 Haitian migrants set up camp under Texas Bridge, and he's going to the beach. Who said it? The law is reason, free from passion. Nobody here watched Legally Blonde? You got to be kidding me.
Elle Woods.
Well, she said it in Legally Blonde, but it was Aristotle. Yes. I'm going to give you points, though, because she saw Legally Blonde. Aristotle. As soon as I saw that quote, I said, Legally Blonde? Elle Woods. And she got the name right. I mean, that was the actor's, the character's name. Good job. Okay. I got a Lesrick here for you. Doctors said to get rid of their son. They did not. Satan lost. Jesus won.
Amen.
Been alive for 4 years, goes to school with his peers, gets to live life and have lots of fun. Okay, we got a bit of irony here for you today. I'm going to give you an explanation sentence. Usually I just give you the irony and that's it, but I'll give you an explanation sentence. But think about what this woman has said. Kamala Harris on pro-life Texas law. U.S. stronger when people make health choices without government influence. Yes. Now, Les gave us this comment. She was talking about abortion, not vaccines, of course. Vaccines kill about 1.5% of the population, while abortion kills 100%. Mail online, know your audience. Did anybody see this? If you saw it, it's the cutest photo ever taken in the history of presidential photos. Biden poses for snaps with kids in MAGA hats and pro-Trump t-shirts during a 9/11 memorial in Pennsylvania. He's surrounded by these kids, all MAGA. And he's just walking around without any clue at all. The what? Oh, yeah. So such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.